Good morning. Welcome to the Voice of Grace, the city of transformation, a place where we are helping people discover and fulfill their God-given destiny, a place where we are doing the work of an evangelist, a place where we are loving each other, caring for each other, rebuking, correcting, instructing each other in the Lord. I am grateful this morning that we have come to this beautiful, blessed Friday morning. God has been so good. God has been faithful. God has kept us. God has protected us. God has been with us and is with us even today. In spite of all that is happening around us, in spite of all that we are going through, in spite of the challenges that we are going through, the difficulties, yet still, our God is with us. Even with our failures in life, even with our disobedience, even with all that we have done and continue to do, our struggles, God is still with us. For His word said, never would I leave you nor forsake you. He's always with us. And I also want to take this Friday as we end our discussion for this week. I want to encourage you. I want to appeal to you. I want to ask you, with the help of the Holy Spirit, do not flatter anyone. Do not lie to anyone. But rather to speak the truth as we have been studying. We've been reading. We've been seeing and we've been meditating on the Word of God. Let us be honest with each other and truthful to mankind. Flattery words is not good, because all it does, when you flatter people, it shows that you have a double heart. When you flatter people and not be truthful to people, it does also to the person, as we've been studying. You are spreading a net for yourself. So let's stay away from flattery words and be truthful and honest. I want to draw your attention this morning to these two passages of scriptures that are found in the New Testament. The first one is Luke chapter 6, verse 26. Luke chapter 6, verse 26. And I read it this morning from the New King James Version. He said, woe to you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. You see, every one of us want to be accepted. Every one of us want to be liked, for people to like us. for people to speak nice things about us. And so we never tell people the truth. We beat around it. That's how our world is today. So Luke is telling us, woe to you, woe to me. When all men speak well of you, they're flattering you. Just like the Old Testament time, the people did to false prophets. Because you want to be accepted, you won't say the truth. Because you want the world to like you, you won't say the truth. It is always good to say the truth in love. That's what we are called to do. So Dr. Luke says to us, woe to you, when all men speak well of you, as if to say there is nothing wrong. And you and I know none of us are perfect. We have areas in our lives that need to be fixed, that need to be tweaked, that need to be worked on. And the only person who can work on it, it is God and the Holy Spirit. So I want to say to you this morning, as David also says, search my heart, O Lord. If there be any wickedness, cleanse me. Do not allow men to deceive you, and you feel as if to say, there is nothing wrong. When in reality, there is something wrong in every one of us. The second passage of scripture I want to read is found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 5. 1 Thessalonians 2, 5. And it reads, for neither at any time do we use flattering words, as you know, nor a cloak for covetousness. God is witness. Paul speaks here to the Thessalonians, and he says, we have never used any flattery words. People today use flattery words to get you on their side, for you to like them. And because they want you to like them, they want you to be on their side. They don't want to tell you the truth. They don't want to admit the truth. We cannot continue to live like that when something is wrong and we cannot speak about it. We need to be able to speak about it. We need to ask God to give us the boldness to speak towards it. So Paul says to the Thessalonians, for neither at any time, do we use flattery words. As you know, nor a cloak. A cloak is used to as a covering for covetousness, for envy, for deception, for lies, for manipulations. This morning, be honest. No need to have envy, jealousy, hatred in your heart. Let God be the witness this morning I prayed that this week was a blessed week for you. And I pray that you will go to church this Sunday and worship the living God and praise the living God. May the Lord God bless you. May the Lord God keep you. May the Lord God make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.